Nehemiah 6.
Now when it was reported to Sanballat, and Tobiah, and to Geshem the Arab, and to the rest of our enemies that I had built the wall, and that there was no gap left in it, though up to that time I had not set up the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying,
Come and let us meet together in one of the villages in the plain of Ono.
But they intended to do me harm. So I sent messengers to them, saying, I am doing a great work, and I cannot come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it to come down to you? They sent to me 4 times in this way, and I answered them in the same manner. In the same way Sanballat for the 5th time sent his servant to me with an open letter in his hand. In it was written,
It is reported among the nations, and Geshem also says it, that you and the Jews intend to rebel. That is why you were building the wall, and according to this report, you wish to become their king. You have also set up prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem concerning you, There is a king in Judah. And now it will be reported to the king according to these words. So come, therefore, and let us confer together.
Then I sent to him, saying, No such things as you say have been done. You are inventing them out of your own mind. For they all wanted to frighten us, thinking, Their hands will drop from the work, and it will not be done. But now, O God, strengthen my hands. One day, when I went into the house of Shemaiah, son of Delaiah, son of Mehetabel, who was confined to his house, he said,
Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you. Indeed, tonight they are coming to kill you.
But I said, Should a man like me run away? Would a man like me go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. Then I perceived and saw that God had not sent him at all, but he had pronounced the prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He was hired for this purpose, to intimidate me and make me sin by acting in this way, and so they could give me a bad name in order to taunt me. Remember Tobiah and Sanballat, O my God, according to these things that they did, and also the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets who wanted to make me afraid. So the wall was finished on the 25th day of the month Elul in 52 days. And when all our enemies heard of it, all the nations around us were afraid and fell greatly in their own esteem, for they perceived that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. Moreover, in those days, the nobles of Judah sent many letters to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them. For many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, son of Arah, and his son Jehohanan had married the daughter of Meshullam, son of Berechiah. Also they spoke of his good deeds in my presence, and reported my words to him, and Tobiah sent letters to intimidate me.